Hey, welcome back to another episode of Holistic Hot Girl. This week has been honestly overall pretty good for me. I feel that the past couple weeks have been a little bit all over the place. The semester ended, and that's a really busy time for the job that I have with responsibilities of closing the building and finishing up anything from the semester. And then I was on vacation. And I went to go see my grandma. She does listen to this, so hi, grandma. I love you. And Pema, I love you too. If by chance they do happen to catch this. So this past week was probably the most normal that I've had in a while, and it was really, really great. My current routine now has been pretty established, and it just feels so good to be able to wake up and just know that what I'm doing every day is pretty much the same, but not in a boring way, in like a comfortable way, if that makes sense. So lately I increased my CrossFit membership to Unlimited. Before I was doing where I would just go 3 times a week, but now I'm trying to go a couple more times a week because I am off for the summer with the job that I have. And I'm really fortunate because I do still get paid over the summer, which is really nice. Not a lot of people can say that. So this week, I have been going to CrossFit in the morning and then either going to my parents' house or running errands, going to breakfast, whatever, coming back to my apartment, having breakfast if I need to have breakfast, or, well, I always have breakfast, but sometimes I'll have a second breakfast after CrossFit. So that will take place at that point, and then taking a shower and taking a nap. And that is just what I love. I know that for me, the best days are when I have time to take a nap because that's just something that I need in my life. So being able to prioritize that with how my schedule is right now has been so incredible. So I'll take a nap in like the early morning, not like the early morning, but like 11 to 1, somewhere in that time frame, not for that whole time, but within that time frame. So that way, for the afternoon, I have time to get done whatever I need to do for the rest of the day. And a lot of times that is doing homework for my graduate program, spending time with friends, or other responsibilities that I have going on. Going off of that, the focus for today's episode is going to really be about academics, but it can also apply to anything that you're working on, not just schoolwork. For me, I have really sort of found what works for me, and it took a little while to get there. So I started college in fall of 2017, and I don't think I perfected this until spring of 2020. And a really big catalyst for this change, honestly, was the pandemic. And I'm not saying that, like, the pandemic was good by any means, but I was able to find my style for studying. And I really just dove into that because there wasn't anything else going on that I could focus on at that point. So I really focused on my academics during that semester and found this particular method that works really well for me. And I'm really excited to share, and hopefully it can be helpful to you as well. So the main thing that I do every semester now that has been so helpful for me is I create a spreadsheet. And on that spreadsheet, I have a column for, let me pull it up so I can like look at it when I'm going over it. I have a little checkbox. It's a Google spreadsheet. So the first column is a checkbox. So you click the check when you complete it. The next column is the class. So I list the number of the class and then the assignment. Due date submitted, and notes is just how I structure it. And then I also color code it based on the class. So before the semester even starts, I go through the syllabi and pull out those key dates for the assignments. Particularly for online classes, which my master's program is, and much of the rest of my undergrad was, having those specific check boxes for every little discussion post, every little assignment has been so helpful to keep me on track and make sure that I'm not missing anything. And I really have a good snapshot of what the semester is going to look like. So, in my senior year of college, spring 2021, we did have softball, which was really awesome. And being able to have my spreadsheet and know my softball schedule, it just made things so much easier for me when I was trying to plan things throughout the semester and figure out, okay, I am going to be out of town for softball this weekend, so I need to get this assignment done on Thursday rather than waiting until the last minute. So that is the first thing that has helped me so much. The second thing is that for each class that I have a different folder for it. So the school that I went to undergrad in, and now the school that I'm going to get my master's program from, they both use Google, and I personally am a Google girly, so it just makes it easier for me. So I have a different Google folder in my drive for each course. So in that folder, I will have my notes, my discussions, any assignments. I just put them all in there so it's all together, and I have everything in one place. If I have an assignment coming up, I will create a document and put the description of the assignment in it so that way I know that that's coming up and I will be able to look at the description of that specific assignment while I'm working on it as well. The next part, and this is probably where things can vary from person to person, the program that I am in is not math or science based. It's I don't even know what it would, I would say it's like a social science, and that is what my undergrad was as well. So this is what I have been doing for the past 3 years now that has been really successful for me as far as reading material and taking notes. So for my grad program, there are some textbooks, but there are also article assignments as well. When I have a textbook, I will read through the textbook and take notes in a notebook. So, physically writing out my notes in a notebook while I'm doing that. And that just really helps me to take note of any key points that are in the reading. So, that way, if I do have an assignment and I need to look back, it's right there for me. A pro tip that I also do, and this has been so helpful, is if I'm writing down anything from a textbook, I'm putting the page number next to it. So that way, if I'm citing that definition, quote, whatever it is in an assignment, I know what page number it's from. So I don't have to look back in the textbook. I can just cite it in my assignment. That has been so helpful for me. For articles, it's a little bit different. I prefer to, if I'm reading an article online, I prefer to take my notes on my laptop. But I follow a really similar process. So I'll open up a document for whatever week it is and sort of just go through article by article and take my notes like that. So I will start with the article title, the link, and I also just put the citation in there as well because it makes it easier for me later on. All of my work is APA style citations, so I just do that to make it easier. And then in my notes, I'll just take notes on really anything that's significant to me. So definitions, if there are quotes, I will put it in quotes so that way I know that I took it straight from the article and it's not my own thinking. And same thing, if there are page numbers for the article, I'll put the page number next to the quote so that way if I do end up using it in an assignment, I know exactly where it came from. When it comes to larger assignments, so I do have to write a lot of papers for my program. I tend to, like I mentioned earlier, put the description or the assignment in the document that I'm working on at the top, and then on a new page, I will start writing whatever I'm writing. And for me personally, it's just easier to start if my assignment is supposed to be submitted double space, I'll start single space. That way, once I hit about halfway, I'll switch to double space. And for whatever reason, it just seems to go faster in my mind. So if I'm writing a 6-page paper, I'll do single space for 2 pages in length because when you double space it, that would be 4 pages long. And then for the last 2 pages, I'll do it in the double space format. That way, it just kind of makes it go quicker. It feels faster in my brain. I don't know why, but that's just what works for me. And another tip that has been helpful is I ask my friends to proofread any major written assignments for discussion posts. It's not really as important. Like, you should be proofreading your work, but having someone else proofread for you is not a necessity. For my larger assignments, final papers, etc., I will have one of my friends look it over just to make sure that my grammar is correct, there isn't anything weird in there that I overlooked, that sort of thing. So those are my main tips for academic success. And to kind of, like, I don't know, provide my credentials a little bit, I have gotten a 4.0 every semester since spring 2020 when I started to use these methods specifically. And it has been really helpful for me. Again, using these tips but not putting in the time is not going to give you the results you're looking for. You do have to think about how much time you need to dedicate to each assignment to be able to put in an effort that will result in the grade that you're looking for. And part of what I've sort of been working through with myself, at least, is that recognizing that I have maintained a very high academic standard, at least throughout the entirety of my graduate program, it does put some pressure on myself to continue at that level, which obviously I'm going to try to, but at the same time, I'm also working on prioritizing living my life as well. So I kind of want to get into a little bit about online degree programs. Not super much, but just about my experience. Typically, the way that you get your participation point for the week or the module or however they break it up is through participation in an online discussion board. For my program, the standard is 3 posts a week per class, but some classes require a little bit more. And it can be difficult because when you're in an online program, literally all of the work is coming from you. It's your responsibility to do the reading. It's your responsibility to do the assignments. It's your responsibility to reach out to the professor if you have questions, because you might never see this person. You might never see their face the entire semester if they don't offer like an online session or upload videos or anything like that. You may never see them. And for me, that's a little bit difficult because I feel that in undergrad, I was able to make such great connections with some of my professors, and that really made a big difference in my experience. So the professors that have like video options, optional class meetings, etc., I recommend going because it'll help you with the class material, and also you'll be building a relationship with your professor. And that's just something that is really important, particularly at the college level. So if you are in an in-person schooling environment at undergrad or graduate level, I do recommend building a relationship with your professor, especially if, like, I know that not all professors are great, but most of them do have good intention and they want you to succeed. So sort of finding one or two professors in your program, at your school, etc., who you can rely on and can be a support system for you, because these people do have connections in your field. And that is something that I think when you're in the thick of it, trying to get through your education, you might not be considering. But once you're out, if you didn't make those connections in your undergrad, you won't be as likely to get that letter of recommendation or get that reference later on. It's important to build those relationships as well. The other thing that is difficult with online education is that in undergrad, I feel that I was not like super social, but I was able to at least, like, I had one friend in at least all of my classes, and that was really important to me because if I missed class one day or I didn't understand an assignment, I could just text them and be like, hey, what did we do in class today? Or do you understand this assignment? Have you started it yet? But with online learning, I don't really have that connection with my classmates. And that kind of takes away that sort of team, not necessarily like a teamwork aspect of your education. So if you are in an in-person program, I highly recommend making at least one friend in every class, someone that you can rely on to be able to, like I mentioned, like pass on the notes for you, if you have to miss class for whatever reason, or be able to sort of work with you on assignments. And again, it's give and take. So if you're asking this person to do that for you, be willing to do it for them as well. And that will definitely be helpful for you. The last thing I want to talk about on this episode is the perception of academic success. Again, I didn't sort of get my study style until literally the spring of my junior year of college. So at that point, I had already completed like 5 semesters and I had 3 more to go. So don't be too hard on yourself if you feel that you haven't really gotten into the groove yet. And something that like someone had said to me, which I didn't necessarily like follow this philosophy, but it is something that I do keep in the back of my mind, is for your undergrad, just think about this quote, and this is not my quote, so I'm not the creator of this quote. The difference between a 4.0 and a 3.0, or I think it was the difference between like an A and a C, is a whole lot of fun. And while I don't necessarily think that that is completely true, it can be difficult if your focus is so much on your academics that you miss out on life experience as well. So much learning, not in the educational sense, but in your life sense, in finding out who you are and learning about your boundaries, that sort of thing, happens outside the classroom. Your educational experience is just a fraction of who you are and of your life. It's not the end all be all. So it's important to make sure that you are cultivating friendships, you're taking time to learn about yourself, you're educating yourself in other ways outside of the classroom. So that way, when you are done with college, with high school, with undergrad, with wherever you decide to complete your education, you have things in your tool belt outside of just being a student. You're not going to be a student forever, and it's really important to, like I said, make sure that you are adding things to your tool belt. You're adding experiences to your story. And that's something that I have been trying to work on and I still struggle with a little bit. There are some things that I feel that I'm still sort of scared to take the leap in that sense. But also at the same time, if I get invited to do something fun and I should be doing homework, you know, if I have an assignment due, I'm not going to be going just because I want to make sure that I submit my assignment and I don't get a late penalty. But if I don't have an assignment due, but I should, I'm doing air quotes, if I should be doing homework, that might be an instance where I will decide to do something fun with my friends instead, because you're never going to get this time back. It's so true. You're never going to be as young as you are right now. And education is important. It can open a lot of doors, but at the same time, it's not everything. And cultivating who you are outside of academics is equally as important. I hope that you enjoy this episode. I have really liked this style. I feel like it's a little bit more casual. So if you like this style of episode, let me know. Send me a DM. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at HolisticHotGirlPod. Subscribe, follow wherever you are. It really helps out. I do keep track of the analytics and I really just like being able to see that we are sort of reaching new people, that sort of thing. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, leave a review. If you leave a review on Spotify, I will read it on the next episode or one episode in the future. So again, thank you so much for listening and I hope you have a great rest of your week.